With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. Comedian Jameson Raymond has been performing stand-up for only 4 years, but last month he beat out more than 30 other comedians to win the 4th annual Comedy Festival at Bloomington's Comedy Attic. That earned him the title Funniest Person in Bloomington. The crowd got to choose the winner, and he won by just 2 votes. But it was a big win for Raymond because he hopes to make comedy a lifelong career. In the latest installment of our Artist in the Making series, WFIU's Mia Partlow talked with Raymond about learning his art form and paying his dues on the road.
On a recent Thursday evening at the Comedy Attic, the crowd is thin, but ready to laugh. And for the first time since being crowned funniest person in Bloomington, Jameson Raymond gets to go on stage.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome the winner of the 4th annual Bloomington Comedy Festival, Mr. Jameson Raymond.
People in the back that were very excited that I was coming up here.
Raymond has a good rapport with the crowd. He's 30 but looks younger. He's charismatic, but a lot of his jokes are self-deprecating humor about being a nerd or going on bad dates. Raymond went to college to become a writer, then got a teaching degree, but he never taught full-time. While searching for his passion, he found comedy. Raymond was hooked after his first open mic.
That open mic was the first time that I went on stage for 5 minutes and told my own jokes that I wrote. And when I got off stage, I was like, I want to do this forever. I don't ever want to stop.
He got laughs the first time, but after that, it got hard. He bombed a lot. Now, 4 years later, each set gets a few more laughs than the last. But he's still learning.
I don't really know how to write a joke yet. Like, I'm barely figuring it out. Like, I know what I'm supposed to do. And there are like maybe 3 jokes that I have that I sat down and went, oh, here's the setup, here's the premise, here's the punchline, done.
Raymond says the most common critique he gets is that he explains things too much. He doesn't leave enough to surprise. So he tries to edit down his jokes, taking out a line here, a line there. His passion has become his life, and he does comedy whenever and wherever he can.
You drive everywhere that you can drive in a night and back to do an open mic, to do 5 minutes. I mean, the distance I have driven to Peoria, Illinois, which is 4.5 hours away, in one night to do 5 minutes and bomb horribly, and then drive all the way back 4.5 hours in the middle of the night.
All of this performing on the road has helped Raymond improve his act.
There's something about driving all night and getting to a crappy hotel and then spending there all day alone and then walking up on stage to a bunch of strangers that are all drunk and making them laugh that makes you instantly better.
He does really endear himself, you know, to an audience.
That's Comedy Attic owner Jared Thompson. He gave Raymond his first paid spot in comedy as a host for the touring comedians that come through Bloomington. Now he gives Raymond feature slots right before the headlining act.
No question he plays on the audience's knowledge of geeks, dorks. Like, you know, he understands that that is something that people relate to.
I don't know where to buy Burt's Bees. It's kind of hard for me to find. Like, I haven't like learned where it's at yet. So I only know of one place that sells it. So I said out loud to friends the other day, hey everybody, I just need to run to Cracker Barrel and pick a few things up.
Although Raymond plays off his actual personality, that doesn't mean it's easy to write jokes. He rehearses each one. It's timing, rhythm, word order. For Raymond, no topic is completely taboo, but he does want to make sure each joke has a nuance.
Philosophically, I would love to believe that laughter helps heal things, and so through the, like with that mentality, you can't go wrong. That if you can make it funny, that's going to help people that are in a difficult situation. That if you can make them laugh at it, that's going to help the process. But it's about learning how to do that and knowing what you can and can't do.
Raymond is aware of the pitfalls, and many of his jokes start simply as funny things that happen to him. But his current favorite joke to tell is about watching the first American to win an Olympic gold medal in judo.
She ran off stage and she leapt into her coach's arms, and they were both mic'd. And so you can hear him yelling into her ear, "You're the best! You are the best." I realized in that moment that I'm never going to be the best at anything. And she's the best at, don't laugh, you guys are never going to be the best at anything either.
Of course, Raymond recognizes that now that he's won the 4th annual comedy festival, he is the best, at least in Bloomington. And his goals are modest. He wants to write short stories and perform comedy in New York.
I would like to, every 50th coffee shop that I go into, be like, dude, I love your comedy album. It's so good. Like, that would be the perfect amount of fame. Like, I don't want to walk down the street and be recognized. That's a lie. I kind of do. But, I want to be like a cult phenomenon.
Raymond's got his sights set on a TV appearance. Maybe not this year, but hopefully soon. He says it might help his family understand what he's been doing for the past 4 years. For WFIU Arts, I'm Mia Partlow.
You can find more from our Artists in the Making series by visiting wfiu.org/arts. Special production support for our Artists in the Making series comes from the Bloomington Arts Commission. For WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood.